You show up every week.
There's fog is constantly rolling around our house now.
I live here.
That's true.
Yeah.
Really. Kim wouldn't show up if she did.
It is borderline. It is a borderline. It is a borderline hostage situation.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
But she's like our pass. There's a lady here.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, some of the stuff she says is grosser than the things we say, but like,
yeah.
That's how you know she's one of the guys. Yeah. Hey.
At a glance, when you see the video or the host's names, you're like, oh, they got a girl. You know, like,
yeah. Yeah.
It can't be all bad.
It can't be all bad.
Oh, wait, it can.
It can be.
It can be.
Yep.
224 episodes.
Oh,
in.
Wow.
224.
220. Wow. Baker's dozen.
Yep.
I would agree.
Brian, you're on fire.
That's
already.
What I was going to say. That's some of that Brian fire out here.
That's what that means.
Oh,
amazing. 224. Oh, wow. I'll be honest. Donut shop's been shorting me.
Yeah, no yeah. Shit.
A couple hundred.
Oh, my gosh.
You got to go to the good ones. Yes.
Yeah.
Do a thing. I
better stop now before we get Droid? YouTube pinging us.
Yeah.
Like that was a Joey? Good
yeah.
time.
Huh? What are you doing?
I was gonna say, Brian, I will be completely silent for 30 seconds because I want to see if YouTube flags our
you
podcast
singing the Muppet
for
Show.
The Muppet Show.
Bump 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 ba da bump 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 ba da. I don't know all the words.
Oh,
come on. That was 5 seconds.
You could have vibed.
That's true.
Yeah, I want to.
I don't think the words matter.
Oh, you think
that's true? Just melody?
I feel like you could have just done the melody, yeah.
Okay, go.
Okay. Then I think it starts over again.
Welcome to an all-new episode of LOL JK, saving the world one topic at a time. I'm one of your hosts, Joey Ryan.
I'm Kyle McVay.
I'm Kim.
I'm Brian.
I'm having a little bit of a scratchy throat day.
Why?
Today. I don't know. Last night I looked in the mirror and only one of my tonsils was swollen. Just one side.
What? Okay.
Yeah. Like I
can
I
you
like
tell?
This. Yeah, I could see it, and I like if I did.
I
this,
rarely look at my tonsils.
Well, I was just like something feels like there's something in my throat.
Yeah, he went looking on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying I rarely.
You just open up, you're saying, just open no, wide I, like a snake.
I assumed you were looking on purpose. I'm
but
just
like,
saying
if you have
I
a
never
sore
look.
Throat, you don't go check out your tonsils.
No.
No.
Oh, well, okay.
You just know it's sore. Like, what
yeah.
do I need to look at it
like,
for?
What does it change?
Well, it's like, more to see, like,
I
if
just
there
got
was
big
a reason.
Dangling balls in my back of my throat. Like,
it's not that, exactly what tonsils are.
They're basically big dangling.
Why do you have balls in your throat?
They're the testicles of the throat.
They're not at all. They don't dangle.
Well, they're the testicles of the throat. They get removed. You neuter your mouth. When you get your,
I still have my mouth balls.
Yeah, I've got mine too.
Because
I used to get the tonsil stones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which
gross.
I didn't know what they were.
Gross
for a long
is
time.
What they are.
Yeah, they're super gross.
There's
and
little
they
white, it's little white
stink.
Things.
Yeah. Do you remember? It was literally years of my life where I didn't know what those was, and then finally I was like, I'm gonna look up these stinky things that are like coming out of
stinky
my mouth.
White globs in my
but
mouth.
But also, I don't get them anymore. I haven't been getting them for
Did
years.
Did it just stop?
Huh.
Yeah,
stones
or
is
maybe,
young man's
or
game.
Maybe I just yeah. Is either tonsil stones or a young man's game?
Do you gargle
or
with mouthwash now?
More consistently,
so
probably.
Some
maybe.
Of those get rid of those.
Maybe. Maybe I was just
fucking dirty
it's a,
and gross.
Well, it's a bacteria.
Yeah,
it's a
so
buildup of bacteria.
Yeah, it's like bacteria and sediment.
Yeah.
And drinking all that rainwater
yeah.
out of the
oh,
gutters.
Oh, yeah, you do love
which
rainwater.
I have been doing that yeah. a lot.
That was the one yeah. thing you did all
that's
the time.
The one, that's my one vice.
That was the one thing. I was always like, Kyle's a great roommate, but he just...
Slurps
likes
a gutter.
To, likes to go
he
those
slurps
puddles.
A gutter once
really,
in a while.
Really gets into those puddles.
Yep.
Gotta keep them away.
Gross.
I think he anyway. Purposely kept that
Gotta
forever puddle in front of our apartment for
what's
the longest
the biggest,
time.
What's the biggest tonsil stone you ever had? How big would you say?
Well, you know...
I had one that was like...
That's fucking big.
That way too big one time.
Big.
Like, that was yes. like one where I was like...
Did your mouth smell like a dump?
I don't know. This is the other thing. You know what I will say though? I do think this was happening during an extended single phase.
Oh,
so maybe correlation. Maybe my mouth health did take a dip.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think so though. Like that seems crazy. I don't think I'm doing anything different. I'm flossing more.
It's the gargling.
Is that what it is?
Gargling. You're getting rid of
it. Yeah, but I go through phases where I gargle every day, and then I go through phases where I just can't imagine. But that's not probably being a gargle.
That's when you have the tonsil stones.
Like, yeah, maybe. I don't know, but I just remember the first, like, getting those and being like, what is happening?
Why are these gross?
What's coming out of me? What is this?
And they are.
It's also can be allergy related too.
They are concentrated stink.
But yeah. It's the type of stink where you're like,
oh, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You got it. No.
Oh, well, it's your own flavor. Your own flavor.
Oh yeah, you gotta get a sniff it. Yeah. And then your fingers smell like it all day. Oh god, oh god. Go to eat your sandwich for lunch and you get a whiff of it. You're like, god damn it. It's like smelling salt.
Did someone dip my sandwich in pure shit? Oh, gross.
Ugh, this sandwich smells like gingivitis.
I don't remember a specific huge one, but I do remember one that was, I could see it stuck to my tonsil. And I couldn't get it out.
Yeah, they're like stuck. You can like, I remember feeling them back there.
Yeah.
Having like,
like you're itching your ear.
Yeah. You're like,
yeah. That's the only kind that I remember, but I haven't had one in a really long time either.
I haven't
either. Maybe you age out of it.
Maybe you do age out of it. I don't know. Maybe I just like.
Do you go through mouth puberty?
I don't know. That's what it feels like. Well, they are mouth testicles.
Yeah.
They are the testicles of the throat.
The balls of the mouth.
The balls of the mouth. Tonsils.
Kim, you had a topic we didn't get to last time, so why don't you go first?
Oh shit,
she forgot.
Oh shit,
I left my phone.
Okay.
It's got an audio component. I gotta have my phone.
Okay.
Oh, you have an audio component.
Should we wait for you or go to a different one?
You can go ahead to a different one.
Kyle,
yay. But Kim's leaving. She's the only.
It's for Kim. Okay, we'll just
vent. No, but it's sports related.
Bum, bum, bum,
Kim's
bum,
the
bum,
only
bum, bum.
I really don't remember past that either.
Yeah,
so
yeah, that's
nice.
It was some
other
show
tonight.
I have a sports related thing, and actually, you know what, Joey? I think you'll like this.
Okay.
So there's a big thing.
How many Pop-Tarts?
I was really wowed. I was
as
really
as many as you want while you're doing this topic.
I found out about this on AM radio, AM sports radio, and I didn't know anything about it. And I was like, it was one of those things that Joey, I think you'll be into. It's also one of those things where you're like, why did this not happen earlier? But Major League Baseball has a new thing going on, and it's really creating waves. A new piece of equipment, yes.
Ooh.
And it is called the torpedo bat. Okay. And the idea of the torpedo bat is that, you know, bats are bats, right? Yeah. They're
they
all
fly around,
shaped.
They suck your blood, they're yes. Draculas.
The bats
we got it.
Live in the belfry.
I'm a bat.
But
Biscotti.
Yeah, baseball bats are all shaped the same way, right? They get skinny and they get big at the end.
Yeah.
Right. So there's not really a variation except for weight and material. That's it. So what someone has finally done, starting with the Yankees, of course, is someone invented the torpedo bat, which is basically looks like a bowling pin. Because the thickest part moves. No.
Okay. No,
the thickest part moves from the top to where that batter's sweet spot on the bat is.
Ah.
So basically, they take a bunch of information from their at bat.
So like customized.
Yes. Find their sweet spot. Then they get custom made for the player exactly where their sweet spot on the bat is. So the idea is like that it keeps the bat stiffer so it doesn't like bend or anything. So you hit it harder and then it just obviously is more volume. So you have more bat to hit it. And it's really helpful for batters where their sweet spot is like closer to their hands.
Yeah.
So they kind of look, they kind of look like bowling pins.
It's like a longer bat that swallowed a mouse.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. It's like an anaconda. It's a bat eating a baseball.
Okay.
Like midway through.
This sounds like the type of bat that I would buy as someone just getting into bats. I'm going to get the best bat. Oh, torpedo bat.
Well,
custom
it's
bat.
Also like...
Well, yeah, except you wouldn't know your sweet spot.
No, I would just go get it anyway. Yeah.
But like, I like the idea of like, it's one of those things. So the Yankees started doing it. I don't have the stats on it right now.
I can't believe
right
this
now.
Isn't a thing that they've like already said is not allowed. That you
yeah,
have to
this
have
seems
this
like
well,
something you could only do for
why,
equipment.
But they're trying to make people interested in baseball.
But also, why would it be illegal? You're just using...
I don't know, it's baseball. It seems like they would just be like, you got to use a wooden standard bat. Like, I don't know, like, they would make up some crazy rule.
I don't know.
I mean, I think it's...
Everyone gets their own glove.
Yeah, I think I think one of the reasons they probably are allowing it this year is just in the same reason they allowed, like, the pitch count timer last year. It's just to, like, make it
also,
like, more interesting and
let's get,
more,
dingers,
get more dingers,
dude.
Baby.
Yeah. Come on.
The big reason, we want those dingers. We don't come to a baseball game to see a bunt.
I want
to
hit a ding-dong dude.
I don't
want to
see a sack
bat.
Bunt.
Wait,
or...
we got bunts here?
We got bunts.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's not the kind you want, though.
Never
that's
mind.
When Kim fails to do her splits.
Oh, Kim
she
fully
bunt.
Bunted.
She bunted.
All over the living room.
But I think it's kind of rad. It's one of those ideas where I'm like, we've had the technology. It's honestly weird that we haven't done it. And then I also, the Yankees started doing it, and they have had, like, a clear, like, increase in home runs and hitters. Like, no, it like genuine. The only reason it's gaining steam is because everyone was like, what the fuck? And then
it's like Moneyball, but with your bat.
I mean, yeah, kind of, which is like, I mean, baseball is a game of stats.
Yeah.
So it makes sense to use the personal stats of a player to create a custom piece for them. Like, that makes a lot of sense to me.
How much
and I feel like fits with the game.
To do a bat.
It doesn't matter if you're a professional baseball player. It doesn't matter.
Can every team afford that?
Yes. Well, considering they can give one person $500 million or $750 million for a contract, they can give you a slightly different wooden bat.
And it's also the, I mean, but also, yeah, the guys can reach out personally for their bats. But I like,
there's no salary cap.
What I like about it is much in the way. Now you can sell a bat that's this particular player's bat. It's like a whole new avenue for selling. Yeah. I don't know if they've really been talking about this yet, but now it's like, oh, I can get Otani's torpedo bat.
Yeah.
Right? I can get this specific. It's like,
I feel like Otani wouldn't use one just because he would be
well,
like,
that was my other thing. I was like, if you're already hitting dingers like that,
would you mess it up?
I mean, I guess you could try it in practice.
I'm sure they've tried it, but they're probably like, give me back my bat.
But that's kind of the thing. Yeah. It's like, do you want to take the chance of like fucking up your flow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
well, I think you just, what would probably happen is you have a down season or half a season, and then you come back, and then all of a sudden you're cranking dingers, baby.
But right, it happens so immediately for everyone else.
Yeah.
But I like the idea of it sort of like pocket pussies. Like, you can buy one that's a specific adult stars.
I'm back.
Like, yeah.
You got me back.
Pocket pussy.
It's a pocket pussy
but
of baseball.
Now, it's a baseball bat.
I, like,
I could buy, you know, Otani's pocket pussy.
What, you screw off the bottom?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Also, I think it was a baseball bat, and you still equated it to a custom pussy instead of a custom dildo.
Well, no, it's because they sell the porn star's vaginas.
They don't
sell. Yeah, they sell them.
The other?
The they dicks? Don't sell the guys?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not looking them up.
That's my point, though.
Come on. Kim, I actually don't know what you're talking about. Do you just mean because dildos are like bats?
I think so, because they're for dudes.
It just feels like a
I'm
more,
just saying that if there's
a parallel.
you have an issue that I went innie instead of outie?
Yeah.
Well,
you could buy one as a holder.
Hit a ball with a pocket pussy.
I'll hit a ball with a pussy.
Yeah, I'll hit one. I don't give a shit.
I don't think you're going to get a lot of the old timers interested in it. They prefer the old fashioned pocket pussies. The mitts.
The gloves. They like the gloves.
They like the gloves. Old school baseball ones. They like the fucking gloves.
They like real leather.
Yeah.
And real cow leather. Yeah.
Some of them go wild and go with the catcher's mitt.
Gross.
That's why they have pubes all over their mitts.
Yeah.
And if you're a lefty, something
Bush.
No, thank you.
No thanks.
Although sometimes, you know, change it up. It feels different.
Yeah.
Switch hands.
I'll fuck a glove.
Don't act like I'm wrong.
It's leather. It's like skin. It's halfway there.
It basically is. Yeah. It's kind of bestiality.
It actually is literally skin.
Yeah.
Literally bestiality.
Yeah.
Kim!
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, beastie necrophilia.
Bestiality necrophilia.
Bestiality
necrophilia.
Necro bestiality.
What? You're the one that wasn't saying words.
Also, before we get into Kim's topic, I just want to say my plan initially, and I told Kim I forgot to do this, was for us to listen to the reveal of Ace Ventura on the show.
Oh. Yeah.
So I'm just going to have to record it, post it, and since you guys don't listen, then we'll get your hot takes on it.
Okay.
Are you going to record just the bit, that part of it, or the whole thing?
I can cut it out to the point.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the chapters are 10 minutes long. It's not going
to
be.
Yeah. I have to pee beforehand.
Okay.
To pee beforehand.
Just because books make you have to pee?
Yeah.
Or Ace Ventura?
I went to a Barnes & Noble the other day. I had a little tingle. I was like, oh,
dude,
is there that
I gotta
tingle?
Dump out.
I gotta get out of here fast.
This week, I was like, I did a big dump out, and then I went to Barnes & Noble, and I was like, there's no fucking way it's gonna happen. And then I had to dump out in Barnes & Noble, and I didn't understand where it came from.
Just get you. It's the smells. It's the book smell.
It's that lady's name.
The lady's name?
Yeah.
The Mariko Aoki.
Mariko Aoki.
How did you remember that? Jeez.
Well, it's because it's so personal.
What he does. Yeah, I was going to say, what do you mean?
It's
why?
Good to know
it's
the name of your illness.
Every time.
Yeah. In case of like a paramedic finds you, what do you have? Mariko Aoki.
You wear a bracelet with
it's
it.
A box. I don't go to bookstores. I can't quit dumping out. I'm so dehydrated.
Keep me away from bookstores.
Help me.
A t-shirt.
Get me out.
I dump out in bookstores.
I dump in bookstores.
Now that's a t-shirt.
That's a good shirt.
We should make that one.
I was saying I need to make a new t-shirt. I'll do that.
There you
that's
go.
Fine.
Just put the name on
also,
the back.
Also, the Mariko Aoki effect sounds like a band shirt.
It's
a prog rock band.
Oh, yeah. They have a cycle.
Oh, yeah.
You could make it a band shirt, and on the tour days, it's just like different cities, the Barnes and Nobles.
It could just be ones in L.A., the Galleria, the Americana.
The Galleria.
Calabasas.
Burbank Town Center.
There's two on the same line.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
The north one, the south one.
All right. Sorry, Kim. Go on.
Okay. Oh my gosh. So this topic took me to a couple of places that I was very excited about. It came from the topic tip line.
Yes, great.
Oh, do you want to pair
what?
To the board?
Can I just like hold my phone to the thing?
So you could, if you
but
wanted.
This is just
well,
like
I'm gonna.
You
it's
have
not
the
that
technology.
I mean, you just want the people to listen to it.
I'm just gonna jump straight to the audio clip.
Okay.
And then we can discuss.
You don't want to talk about it first?
So.
No.
So I'm
nothing,
gonna
nothing
tee it
to
up for
up.
You a little bit.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna tee it up for you a little bit. All right. So there was a BBC documentary show that made a camera that looked like a little baby gorilla. To keep it like to film gorillas in their natural habitat without them like thinking that they were being recorded.
They wouldn't notice that.
Apparently not.
But it's a baby.
I don't know.
The unmoving.
The unattended baby gorilla. No, it was like a thing. It turned its head.
Okay, so.
Because like they could use the camera, they could control the camera a little bit. It was in one of its eyes.
Okay, so you're not being
and
recorded.
So they put a hidden camera. Oh my gosh. In
it's a visual.
A little gorilla to
YouTube
record
Explosive Magico for these hot visual goofs.
The gorillas in their natural environment. And they caught a thing that they were so excited about that they had never seen before, which was gorillas singing while they were eating. And apparently
I do that.
Gorillas are gorillas are vegetarian. It's not quite like
sorry.
That.
I think it's more like I could feel it coming.
I also think that the
I love that
gorillas are so beautiful.
Can I just say I know so exactly why
Jane Goodall was she didn't even scratch the surface.
Can I just say I know exactly why in Joey's head gorillas sing Phil Collins? Yes. Because he also did the Tarzan song.
Is that why?
Absolutely.
But that song was not the Tarzan song.
No, that was just the one that was in my head. A gorilla would listen to Phil
but
Collins.
That's why your brain knew.
I also thought
Jungle Book. I was just like Jungle Book and King Louie.
They also made the baby gorilla like audio.
So did it clap when it heard it?
I just thought they would sing it because it's a jam.
No, Kyle, it'd be like this.
Oh, it's like one of those, like, you would give a kid like a little flower that dances when it hears music, and it's just this monkey going.
Anyways. Gorillas have to eat like 44 pounds of food a day.
Lucky.
I would agree.
And it's all veg.
Oh, that sucks.
It's all like
no
leaves.
Wendy's.
Boo.
Grass and what?
Sticks.
Like idiots.
So can you imagine?
Dirt.
Can
just
you imagine?
Huffing dirt.
If you just ate 44 pounds of veg all day, what that might do to your tum-tum.
Oh.
Kyle, I think
you don't even have to be jostled to get a bad tummy.
It's got to be looked at by a robot monkey.
So they recorded.
I eat one Pasadena salad from Trader Joe's and it fucks me up.
So they recorded these gorillas and they caught them singing. And so then this is in the clip where right when he says like.
Uh-huh.
Like there was more than singing, or he says they didn't only sing for their supper or something. So that's why he says that is because we had been listening to them singing. But
this is a different sound than the singing.
This is something they didn't expect. They didn't expect the singing either, but they happened
but
to catch
this is something
as well.
They really did
do it
expect.
In the front, Kim.
They not only sing for their supper, consuming 20 kilos a day is bound to have consequences. They live in a semi-permanent state of flatulence.
Is that David Tennant? Is that Doctor Who himself?
One more. Come on.
Come on. Come on.
It'd be great if it was a squeaker.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
Okay.
I love that it's just the,
That was definitely David Tennant narrating that.
The Blazing Saddles beans.
Yeah.
See?
It is. But.
Do gorillas have an ass?
But wait,
like cheeks?
What do you mean how would we not have ever caught them
constantly farting?
Because they're very fucking polite, Kyle.
That's what I was going to say. Is it polite society? Polite ape society?
The humans are here. Pinch it.
Come on. Keep it tight, idiots.
Squeeze it.
Go to the bathroom.
Don't let it out.
As soon as Jane Goodall leaves, they're like, oh, thank God.
She's been here for 30 years.
Jesus Christ. Leave, lady. Fuck.
Just took off.
God damn it. I've been saving this one up for 6 months.
I wish I would have seen you
fucking gorilla getting rocketed into space.
So many inverted colons.
Bah!
I thought it was like someone put that fart noise over this clip.
Yeah.
But it's real.
That's real good.
It's good.
It's so good.
Okay. But then I told you it led me on a thing.
Yes.
Then I was like, God damn, why are farts so funny?
That's a good, okay. Great.
Good
great
question.
Question
for the ages.
That's a good one.
And it turns out it is a question for the ages. Mm-hmm. And people have been laughing at farts. As long as people have been making
jokes.
I mean,
that's honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, right?
There are
like
jesters,
everyone just
jesters
knows
would
farts
fart
are
all
funny.
The time.
It is very strange.
The fartist.
It's a good sound.
The fartist. Yeah. I don't really understand what this means, but apparently the oldest recorded joke in history is a fart joke.
Amazing.
What do you mean, like written?
Yeah.
Oh.
Dates back to the Sumerians in 1900 BC.
Nice.
All right.
And it went something like, something which has never occurred since time immemorial. A young woman did not fart in her husband's lap. I don't really get it. Yeah.
they
had to be there?
They weren't good jokes.
It's not funny. They hadn't figured out comedy.
It was a place and time thing.
Well, yeah. But comedy is very subjective.
If you'd have been there, you'd have been like, right, you don't fart in your husband's lap.
But then they give other examples of old Western literature with fart jokes.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Canterbury Tales.
Yeah. Sure. Well, that's just shit all over that thing.
Yeah.
That's a Solo guy.
Came out with this banger where so it was, he said, Absalom is beckoning this girl that he's trying to woo or whatever.
Sure.
And him and Nicholas are trying for the same girl. So she comes to the window or whatever. And right when he does, it says, Nicholas's rear protrudes to, quote, let fly a fart with a noise as great as a clap of thunder, so that Absalom was almost overcome by the force of it.
So he farted so hard it basically was like a lightning bolt?
I guess.
I'm pretty sure Chris and I watched that on Criterionauts. Because I think the guy who made Solo made that movie.
Oh, okay.
Canterbury Tales.
Oh,
right. Wow.
So it gives several other examples. But the one that I really wanted to discuss is that, and this is, again, real. Apparently, Jonathan Swift, Gulliver's Travel,
mm-hmm. yes.
wrote a book, Travels, sorry, under a pseudonym.
Yes.
Today, the book doesn't seem to be published under the pseudonym.
Gulliver?
Because you can just find, no, the other one that he wrote, that was not a pseudonym.
It is
just
my travels, I am Gulliver.
Now, if you look up on Amazon, you can buy this book, but it just says Jonathan Swift.
Okay.
He published a book, entire book devoted to the subject of farts, mm-hmm. called The Benefit of Farting Explained.
Okay.
Swift also and did this, Modest Proposal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
but
yeah.
he's mostly known for the fart
eating,
one.
Eating what? Eating babies.
But the, hilarious. But the pseudonym that he published under was Don Fartinando Puff Endorsed, Professor of Bombast in the Jesus University Christ. Of Krakow. And the title page says the essay was, quote, translated into English at the request of and for the use of the Lady Dumpfart of her Fartshire. By Obadiah Fizzle, groom of the stool to the princess of Arsminia, Sardinia.
I don't think we didn't deserve Jonathan Swift.
No.
I think what that was he was frustrated nothing was getting published, and then he wrote this book in like a fit.
Yeah.
It says it goes on farting so long, and every time I read this, it makes me giggle. I can't help myself. He goes carefully describing its legal, social, and scientific dimensions before concluding that there are multiple species of fart, including, okay. quote, right. the sonorous and full-toned or rousing fart, the double fart, the soft fizzing fart, the wet fart, and the sullen windbound fart.
Sullen.
I guess
sullen. I've never heard of a sullen.
Oh, come on. We were just talking about last time about how like farts say your trauma.
Sad!
You've never heard a sullen fart?
No. Sad!
Had a whole segment about sad farts.
Like a hole in a log.
I just love the commitment to the bit so wholeheartedly there, all the way down to the pseudonym.
There is, like, you know Neanderthals were laughing at farts.
Had to.
Oh, yeah.
What else are they laughing at?
For sure.
Because you're sitting there and all of a sudden you're...
Yeah.
No, that,
or where, someone actually shits. Someone sharts. That's funny.
That's funny. He shit his whole
Well, they
cave.
Don't wear pants either, so he shit, I guess.
It's just not a shart.
Just a shit.
Just a tiny shit.
Yeah, it's just a tiny shit.
A tiny wind belt
just
shit.
He stands up and there's just a little stain on the rock. Where
I imagine
yeah.
if a Neanderthal farted.
A Neanderthal?
They would fart and then turn around and look and be like, what was that?
Oh, God, a ghost.
Like...
Oh no!
You don't
a butt
think
ghost.
That they would figure that out.
No. Yeah, no, but dogs don't know.
Yeah,
true. I mean, to be fair, there are no more Neanderthals. They're extinct because they're dumb.
Yeah,
I mean that's fair.
Do you think dogs can force it out? or do they all just fall out?
I think they all think fall out, man.
That's crazy. Imagine having to do it so
I will
bad.
Say that it is crazy that I guess you gotta have consciousness to willingly hold in or let out a fart.
I guess.
Are we the only creatures on Earth with control of our sphincters in that way?
I feel like we talked
or
about
that care.
Sphincter control before.
Or that care,
care
about
care,
it.
Care, for sure.
Yeah. Well, also, but I'm thinking
maybe
of like,
dolphins,
okay, but wait, like but if you're like a wolf and you're stalking prey.
You don't want to do it.
You don't want to fart mid-stalk. Can right. you be like, can a wolf know
pinch it
it's
off.
Stirring and be like, mm-mm. I don't know. What the fuck? We gotta wait to pounce. Out. If I fart when I pounce, it's fine.
And
it's
too the deer late. Runs
if
off.
It happens while, yeah, then it's just like.
Well, that's why. That's why the they stare. Just... Well, that's why they guys. That's why they go. They hunt downwind.
Nice.
Maybe.
Maybe. What if they're
yeah,
loud?
That doesn't
though?
Hold up. That doesn't hold. That doesn't keep the sound. It's more about the sound.
Yeah, but the
I
smell.
Guess. But I guess, you know. There's a lot of things that make us distinctly human. Consciousness, thumbs.
Whoa, it says,
farts.
While many,
that's
bro-
that's
while
about
many
it.
Farts, while many animals can't consciously control their farts, some species have evolved unique ways to use flatulence for various purposes, like
art.
Buoyancy control in manatees.
Nice.
Oh, so they're like, I got to get
off
to the
gas.
Top.
Yep. Got to get out of here.
And then it says... However, most animals likely do not have the mental capacity to hold in or release farts on purpose, similar mm-hmm. to how some dogs might not understand the concept of farting.
Yeah. Oh, geez. You ever seen a dog fart and look at their asshole
yes.
like
yeah.
they don't understand?
I huh. Wendell's stomach, like yeah. 2 weeks ago, was so tight. Because I was like petting him.
It's
and
been,
then,
it just
it was
been
like
tight.
Looked round. Yeah. And I was like poking it. It was like, it's just. Tight and we like
we always complain about how awful his
he
farts
farted
are.
All the time yeah. and then we started giving him a probiotic and they went away. He's just been like suffering with a fully inflated stomach for like his whole life.
Wow, that poor boy.
I know, and now it's soft, like now he lays on his side. I'm like, I check and it just feels like
normal,
a normal tummy.
Normal tummy. He just had fucked up gut health his whole life.
Yeah,
this poor boy.
I guess
now he's good.
It could be like something with the food that he's on now.
Maybe.
Because he hasn't been on this food forever.
I mean, he was on it when he was still farting like a human man per my text.
Human man.
I took him to the fucking the eye doctor before his surgery. And he was in there just on my lap, just. And it was in this empty, like hard walled room. So it was like echoing
bouncing
through the room.
Off everything.
And no
so
one else was in there. So
out
I'm just
there
like,
just thought you were in there. Farting like, yeah. the That's why you had to wait so long because they kept being like, can't
not
go
going
in there.
I gotta wait. I gotta wait. I gotta wait.
Going in there.
Yeah. No, it was like
this
multiple.
Busting ass.
And he was not reacting whatsoever to these insanely loud human levels.
It's because he just assumed it was you.
God.
He doesn't feel it.
What the fuck
he
is
knows,
this guy's
he knows
problem?
It's like, this is usually dad.
They usually come out when he does this like shake and then a stretch with the front legs
and
he leans into the front legs
and then
and
it
that's
pushes out
it,
a little fart.
Yeah. Usually, yeah. Lean forward.
Yeah. Cause sometimes he farts like that where they make noise. And then other times in bed, he's just gotten cozy and they just go. and they just
so
like,
sad.
Oh, just leaked out.
Yeah. Just like build up just enough pressure to open the gate.
I wish it was like that though. I wish it was like that.
It sounds so relieving.
Yeah.
Like I could feel like you would instantly feel better.
Well, that kind, yeah. I mean, it just is also, you know, my girlfriend will still go to another room to fart, which, yeah. Listen, I appreciate. I think that's great.
Maybe they're crazy.
But also, but that's the other thing. Like
Joey probably wishes.
But I'm also like, I need to know. But I'm also yes. like, I need to know.
Oh my lord,
the magic is gone.
Like, but also like,
there's dead stuff.
But
in
this
there.
Is the other thing. I need to know.
Yeah, you got
I
before
need,
it's too
I need
late.
Like if you
well,
are,
why you just
if you are
in there,
if you are farting fucking corpse
if
smell.
If she leaves the room unexpected, yeah. and you're like, I know what's happening.
I got to run here and huff.
Just run in there behind her.
This is why you've been leaving? This is nothing.
This is fine.
I'd eat that
great.
For breakfast.
Honestly, this is perfectly fine. I'd put this on my yogurt.
Nutty.
But if I go in and you're like, that's a corpse. That's
what, that's going to ruin it for you?
Yeah. Corpse would. Well, corpse would be bad. I would say necrotic tissue maybe, would be bad.
Maybe here's where I fucked up, I think.
There's a wide breadth of fart there I would be okay with. But yes. If we're getting to dead body.
Okay, so I Kim is that no. dead body. But I think the problem is.
But you're too deep. It doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, you can't get out of it.
Too deep now. But
yeah. you're tattooed.
So I think the problem was, is like there was a bad one. 15 years ago.
There was a bad one.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. Oh my God.
Which is inevitable. And then because it's like the gorilla.
And then she's like, what? She's like, well, that's what the worst. What she ate.
And she's like, stop doing that. I'm like, that wasn't me.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, I guess that was kind of embarrassing. And then she's like, she clamped up.
Yeah.
For 20 years.
Okay.
And then
now
when one does sneak out, it's the worst thing I've ever smelled in my
pure
life. Death.
Pure, undissolved, just absolute pure shit.
Yeah.
I really love where this has gone.
Well, you had to know. You brought it.
This is couples therapy for
yeah,
this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kyle and I are the therapists.
I think that's why you have to encourage it. You have to be like, no, it's okay. Babe.
I think it's
baby,
an,
just fart
it's
my
an,
mouth.
It's an
like, you go to her and you say, listen, if you want this to continue, if you want this continue, and you just spread cheeks and just let rip one fly in front of me.
I do think it's the farting in front of me, that's inevitable. That's just going to happen. Yeah. There's nothing you can do about that.
I figured out how you can figure it out.
I do think that you do need to know what the intensity of the brand you're dealing with is.
So you know to run or not.
Yeah.
You know how to handle it on your end.
I figured out a way to do it.
Huff it.
How to get it.
Kick in the door and huff it.
No, just tell her you're into it sexually.
Oh.
Yeah, but then she's going to do it all the time.
Really not.
But then she does it once and she's doing it all the time.
I can't bury it.
I like
baby,
to do that.
Can I
like
tell
to...
you something? I just really want you to fart in my face.
I really want you to chuck bury me.
I love doing that.
I really need you to chuck bury me. Yeah, I like doing that.
That is fart in your face. Uh-huh. I like doing that.
I like to...
God, I like what a fucking good video.
I like
that poor hooker.
It's still one of the funniest things maybe that we've ever done on the show ever. I think it's really funny.
I remember when I sent it to you.
And he watched it without the sound
and he thought I was just sending a rim job video to
I was like, wow, she's really going to town on him.
That's maybe funnier than the video. That we were at a level where you're like, oh, Joey sent me a rim job.
You guys were all talking about it, and Kyle chimes in. And he's like, yeah, I'm playing too. I get it.
Yeah, I get it.
Just
that's a professional, though.
Well, yeah, it's about the week Joey sent me a rim job video. Vintage, at least.
It's fine. Huh. Yeah, it's funny that Chuck Berry got a rim job.
Yes, yeah, I haven't seen
it's funny that it happened.
On its face, it is funny that he got a rim job.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna, it's kind of funny.
Ahead of his time.
Yeah. You didn't wonder why it looked like she was struck all of a sudden?
I was kind of half watching
why her hair went back and was like,
well, I thought you had sent me a fucking rim job video with Chuck Berry.
If I sent you a rim job video, Kyle, it means it was good. You should have been paying attention.
Well, I don't know. What was I doing that day? I don't know. I just wasn't ready to come yet.
I'll save that for later.
I was at Target.
Yeah. Can't watch that here.
I'm not going to devote my full attention to it. I'll get aroused.
You're like, huh? Anyway,
I'm in housewares right now.
Yeah, where's the blue bottle? I'll take some blue bottle.
Thank you.
Some vino.
Beautiful.
Love doing that.
I love to do that.
Brian Bucket.
Pick
Brian, your next topic. Okay. Get in there.
Wait, hang on. We find out after I do my topic.
Yeah. Hold it. Okay.
This is why we just do it afterwards.
Brian, tell us about the black box.
The black box.
Well, guys,
finally.
I remember it this time.
Wow, that's impressive.
Storage.
I like that a lot.
And so I would like to present to all of you.
The black box.
A black box.
Ooh.
Wow.
Look at this prep.
Wow.
it's black.
Show it to the camera.
It's a Kleenex box. I saw the bottom of it.
It is. No, it is. But it's a great size for it.
Yeah, it's perfect.
So I'd like to find out what's the deal with the black box. You guys want to find out what the deal with the black box is?
I honestly don't.
You guys want to find out?
Actually, we're just going to go to the second.
Is there something inside of it?
Oh, there is. Let's find out.
Oh, no.
Oh, what is this? What? Oh, it looks like it's
a different topic.
A topic.
Yeah. Oh, okay, there we go.
Okay. Is this black box related?
Well, actually, funny enough, it's two things related. So we'll see if you can catch which the two are.
Okay. So you're just going to read this.
Well, I've read it before, but I will read it just because that's my
question. Well, you put it in a box.
It's in the box. It.
It's really crucial that you said that just then, because the only other thing in our Brian column on our bingo card was Brian reads topic live on air for first time.
I've read this.
Prove it.
Prove it.
I can't.
Tell us the end now.
He could just jump to the end to read it.
They went through the safety protocols the end.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Everybody remembered that at all.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's a little bit of paraphrasing, but that's basically it.
Okay, we'll be the judge.
Unsecured penguin causes helicopter crash after hitting pilot's controls in freak accident.
This makes sense. This is good. That's black box related.
That is black. First of all
kinds. Birds, all kinds.
Thank you, Kim.
Penguin
Kim
is
got
kind
number
bird.
Two. Birds, all kind. Mm.
Helicopter.
Crash occurred just after takeoff from Bird Island in South Africa's Eastern Cape, according
to
reports.
That is where you'd find
really
them.
Phoned in the name that day.
I mean, Bird. It's full of birds.
Do you know what? We definitely tariffed Bird Island.
Yeah, it's the McDonald's.
980%. They don't send a shit.
They don't send a shit.
Just birds.
Fuck.
I mean, it is South Africa, so yeah, we did tariff.
Yeah, we did tariff.
True.
We did tariff.
We tariffed like everyone. So any massive land. A penguin was reportedly the cause of a helicopter crash in South Africa, according to the BBC and UK paper, The Telegraph.
I believe them.
What was he doing in the front seat?
Good
question. You put him in
stated
a carrier.
That the unsecured bird had been put in a cardboard box, slipped off a passenger's lap, and had hit the pilot's controls on January 19th. So this is a recent. Yeah.
So it was
That's our anniversary.
So it was
happy anniversary.
So it was a hilarious comedy of errors.
Yeah, where just
a slippery little penguin fell out of a
they probably had
box.
They probably had a bunch of ice in there because penguins love ice.
Yeah, it's probably so slippery. You can't get a hold of those guys.
That's like one of those things where like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're one of those things.
Like when you're grabbing a fish in a cartoon.
Yeah, one of those things.
Yeah,
we got
I mean?
One of those in the
one of those baseball bat
for
pussies.
Real.
Yeah.
That you buy at like the
things.
Museum gift shop.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. One of those
you were
things.
Actually doing a
yeah,
thing.
That we literally have in the other
room. That at a certain age, you'd be like, you shouldn't be buying
you
those.
You actually
anymore.
Should not do that. I don't like what you're using them for.
Yeah, because we know.
I know.
No, I know you're 13.
The thing that left the pink stain on the carpet in our family room.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I didn't do it.
No.
This time.
The kids literally had one with pink stuff inside and poked a hole in it. And it literally
Kim
left
bunted.
A stain.
She bunted pink all over the living room.
God damn it. I hate this.
So what happens when you get old? You bunt everywhere.
Even when you don't want to.
So the new helicopter, if you guys want to know, was 50 feet above the air, and everybody survived.
Above
just
the air?
50? In the air. Yeah.
In space?
It happened very soon after takeoff.
Okay, well, that's good, I guess.
Where they just
slipped
out.
Oh, my God, they're in space.
50 feet above the air, yeah. They're actually in the upper atmosphere.
That's too low because then you would just like clip your propeller on the
basically ground the thing tilted over and then clipped the wings and then
that's how you kill someone on the Twilight Zone movie.
Yeah, but not this time.
True.
Everybody survived, including the penguin.
Bummer.
Yeah,
and then he was like not gonna take him on the next journey. Like
yeah,
he's
the
stuck
officials.
There
where is he
that,
even going?
I don't know.
Sorry,
else.
Lamont, you lost your seat.
The aviation authority.
Maybe Lamont lost his seat.
The pilot had conducted a risk assessment, but did not include the transportation of the penguin on board. And
wait, what do you
not
mean?
In accordance to Sylvia,
what does
Sylvia
that mean?
Aviation
rate. A risk assessment.
I don't know. Apparently, he just like opened.
He just
it was just
looked
like,
around.
"You guys good? You guys buckled up? Good, good."
That's what it feels like.
Buckled up, and then you can't hear. So he's like, "Thumbs up, yeah." And then somebody's like,
"I'm gonna let my penguin out.
Let
now.
My penguin out."
You
oh,
just
chubby.
Put him in a dog carrier.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I don't know how he it was poor planning.
The report did not state why the penguin had been picked up. So I think maybe someone
was
trying to
someone
smuggle
was
out
stealing
somebody was smuggling
someone
that penguin.
Someone was stealing a penguin. Damn.
They were trying to steal it.
I would, if I could.
But you like That ice isn't going to last. It's going to suffocate if it doesn't have ice.
Well, right? I mean, yeah. Maybe the flight attendant comes by and gives you more ice. Is there a flight attendant
on helicopters? Yeah, can we get some more ice? Why? I just need like a lot of it.
I just I like it.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I'm hot.
You're not allowed to ask.
It's also good. You can't.
Are you a cop?
You're actually not allowed to ask. Are you TSA? You're not allowed to ask. Actually, it's probably good you can't hear anything in the helicopter because you would have heard that bird farting. Constantly.
I bet a penguin fart's adorable.
Oh, I bet it's so fucking funny.
Oh, or like the funniest super aggressive. Thing.
Oh, well, do yeah, they're definitely
fart,
shitting
or do
always.
They just shit? Yeah. Yeah. I feel like birds yeah. just only
well,
shit.
I would like to just like to point out that, oh, there's something else in here.
Ooh.
Oh,
ooh,
wow.
What's this? Oh, speaking of birds.
Oh my God. It's just more paper.
You guys want to know why birds aren't real?
Yes.
Oh,
wait, there we go. That's all Joey wants.
It was originally started by a man who's trying to poke hole in obvious nonsense of politicized conspiracy movements.
This is what happens when you write a satire. Don't we all know this by now?
Yeah, basically, it was a satirical thing that to the state of birds have been replaced by government drones in the 70s, and they're surveilling all of us, and they go into nests to chart. They download the data from their nests, and they charge on phone lines.
Here's the thing that I
don't
understand.
But it was all set up as satire.
And then people took it serious.
Yep. Yep. Oh, really did.
Some people did, yeah. Because as you put it out there. Yeah.
Here's the thing that I never understand. And it happened when my grandma, when she was still alive and she lived in her 2,000 whatever people
like
town.
This before.
And she was one of the sane people in a very, very red entire state.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So her like neighbor would come up and talk about vaccines and how it's like, oh, you don't want to get that because that's how they track you. And then my grandma would say something like, oh, you must be one of those that voted for Trump.
I thought she said you don't believe that dumb shit or something. Like,
no, she called him out of being a Trump voter. But that person probably goes to their house, their church, the grocery store, and like the lumber mill or something. Like, who gives a shit if somebody knows what this random woman in North Dakota in a 2,000 person town is doing, even if it's true?
I would agree.
Because what they're doing is very important, Joey.
Work is important and mysterious.
They're so smart. They have to track the smartest people.
I just want to look at people that are worried about being tracked by the government and be like, no one gives a shit about you.
I mean, that's the thing. They're like, they're putting a chip in us. It's like, you have a phone.
Yeah.
You're carrying it.
That's the best part about it.
You're filing your taxes. Like, you have a social security number and a driver's license.
It's not your
phone.
You have a phone and a laptop.
They know everything.
Why would they need to have birds out here, big dog?
Well, they're
it's fine.
I mean, it was the 70s. There weren't phones that had tracked you at the time. So
yeah, that's true.
The time.
So that's why they created elaborate, perfect bird drones.
Oh, yeah. So they created the drone so we knew you play Pinochle Wednesdays and Sundays.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
And then they can use that to mind control you. Oh, what else is in here?
Oh, wow.
Wow, he's really gone to town today.
Oh. What is it? It's a bird.
Oh,
look at that.
Did you learn how to do that?
That's a crane.
Look at a little bird. What else is in here?
Did you learn how to do that?
It's another bird.
It's another bird.
It's another bird.
Yay.
Look, there's birds of all kinds.
Wow.
Kim, look, it's a bird.
Did you
do
these?
Bird.
It's a tiny bird.
It's a tiny bird.
Or does your wife know how to do this?
No, I made these.
Did you know before this?
I knew like in like elementary school. And I had to refresh because I like there were steps that I missed. But then as soon as I did like one, it like immediately all came back to
I
me.
Never learned how
and
to
I
do
was
it.
Just like boom, 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 and banged all these guys out. Birds, all kinds, in the black box.
Banged them out.
And the black box.
Next week, we're gonna hear all about
better write it down.
Condiments.
Nice.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
So again, if you have a topic for Brian's Bri-Halud. For
the
Bri-Halud bucket, you can email loljkpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, please.
And before we go, for Brian as well, since we're still on Brian's topic, I got a package for my mother.
Great. It
says to LOLJK or Brian. So I'm just going to give it to Brian.
Me!
Yeah, well, just Brian. Yeah.
So Brian, we don't have like a ton of time left in the show, so I'm just gonna use one of these cards, and then Brian can eat these while we are doing this last thing. So
I gotta eat these. These are food things.
All of them, yes.
All of them.
Oh yeah, baby.
Oh wow.
Eat shit. It says or Brian.
That is a lot.
Just six creme eggs.
Oh man, you're gonna have a jostled tummy later tonight.
I don't think I could eat a whole one.
My teeth will fall out.
You couldn't
out.
Eat a whole one?
I think it's too much.
Oh, that's stupid. Well,
at once? Or like, what do you mean?
I'd house the creme.
What do you mean?
I might lick the creme out and then I'm done.
Kyle's just going to bite the
You're saying that you can't put a whole one in your mouth?
No.
Or
can
like,
you do a whole one in your mouth?
Well, that's not my ideal way to eat one.
Yeah.
No.
Ooh. See, like it made my teeth hurt thinking that.
Yeah.
Hurt?
Yeah.
Why would it hurt? It's the softest thing ever.
The sweetness.
It's a soft.
It's so sweet.
Oh, the sweetness. Yeah.
All right. One down. Anyway.
So one of eight.
Yeah, one of eight. Please don't eat them all before you leave because you'll throw up.
Oh, barf.
Yeah.
Here, everybody
anyway,
have one.
That was from.
I came back Cadbury drunk. I'm sorry. I know it was my turn to watch the kid. I apologize. Can't.
That was from my mom to you.
Your That's mom's beautiful. A saint.
So,
Shelly.
Well, last time I went to the board game store while I was looking for anything to do.
Trying not to poop.
No, the board game store has a
you
piss
escape.
Effect.
Wait, oh, you? Okay. Oh, okay.
Not a dump effect. It's okay. Not quite bookstore enough. But I found this thing called Mind Crushers, which it says is made by some of the people who did Cards Against Humanity. But it's basically like a more raw version of one of those topic decks that you can buy for like first dates or like conversation starters, but they're more for us. So
Joey picked out a handful in the car the other day and they were good.
Yeah.
So
I haven't like pre-selected any, but of the ones.
It's okay. Just go
with
one.
We'll go with ones that say controversial on it or not safe for work.
Yeah. That
okay.
Like a
so
good
here's the, we'll do, I'll draw three and then we can pick one. Marry, fuck, kill, colon, religion.
Okay.
With this guy.
Okay.
We got the found dildo.
He found the dildo.
He found the dildo, sorry. Uh-huh. And where's the one that I just saw? Oh, yeah. Orgasm text.
Wait, I don't understand what
these are
means.
Like.
That's like the topic, the name of the thing, kind of.
Yeah, just like the headline, and then the back has like an actual story to read or like a thing to read. I didn't even realize
a
Brian
prompt
left.
To discuss. Yeah, he did.
So, he I found mean, the I... dildo, orgasm text. Brian, he what found the dildo.
Yeah.
Orgasm text, or marry, fuck, kill, religion.
Marry, fuck, kill, religion.
Oh, I was going to say either one except that.
Yeah, I was going to say that too.
Okay. Orgasm text or he found it. Let's do orgasm text.
All right, fine.
Okay.
Orgasm text.
Fuck you, Brian.
Everyone.
Change it now?
Yes.
Okay, change it to the other one.
Bunt.
Okay, maybe it's fine. I just had.
Again, this is couples therapy for you guys. Yeah, so.
Orgasm text. Everyone, take out your phones.
Okay.
Look at the most recent text message you've received.
Uh-huh.
I'm terribly sorry, but this is the sentence you will scream out loud during your next orgasm. Yes.
Have fun.
Yes, it's going to happen. Now, everyone, yell out that sentence in the most orgasmic voice you
Wait,
feel
okay,
comfortable
so
doing.
The last text I received.
Yeah.
I'm not coming!
Not the last text I sent.
Yeah, it received. Mine is... Have fun.
Mine's
that's your orgasm sound.
Yeah,
mine's okay.
That was actually good.
All right, that I received.
Mine's ours are both gonna be good, I think.
Yes,
yours.
Can you put it away, please?
I can't say mine in a voice.
You got it.
I can't.
Okay.
Should I?
Should I? Should I shoot? Should I shoot?
one's real good.
Yeah, that one's good.
Jenny!
Wait, but can I just say, Joey left out a thing that I think changes this a bit. It was actually, can you put it away for me, please?
That's way better.
Yeah,
that is way better.
For me.
I just want the last full bubble.
That was the last full bubble.
Oh, mine was broken up.
Oh, said, can you put it away for me, please?
Okay. Let's just see what he found the dildo is, because I was fast.
Okay.
Your four-year-old son found the dildo. He took it out of your dresser and he put it in his toy box.
Okay.
He loves to play with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is his favorite toy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's big, floppy, and hilarious.
Agreed.
Are you going to take your child's favorite toy away from him?
No.
Yes.
All right, done.
Why'd you let him have it for so long where it's their favorite toy?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's what I'm saying at that point. And if he's not taking it to school or showing it to friends,
here's
if
what
it's just an at-home thing, unless it's really nice.
Like, I think
if it's something you spent over $100 on, that but also a child shouldn't have anything
that's
over
$100. 4 years old is the problem. Because, like,
why?
A four-year-old, I'm like, I'm just taking that thing away. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If it's, like, a younger
you think
child,
that they have like
and
a...
it's, like, the only thing that makes them chill is when they're holding this. You know, like
how... Like an eight-month-old baby
you
who
think
won't shut
four,
up.
You think a four-year-old...
A four-year-old won't care.
No.
I mean, they might
get... You think they'll forget?
You divert.
You
just give them something
real
else
easy.
And they'd be fine.
Yeah.
But a younger kid where it's, like, I just need them to be chill and stop crying, and the only thing that makes them... relax is when they're holding this thing.
You don't think that it'll be like a thing? You're not concerned about
eating it?
Maybe the idea that they just like, as an adult at some point, they're just like, I don't know, big veiny cocks are just like very calming to me.
Well, yeah,
I'm just saying, like,
well,
really?
I'm just saying that's why I was instantly like, no, I'm taking it away. Because like a four-year-old, you just take that shit away.
Well, it's
no
also
problem.
Just, it's just yours.
I'm saying I can only see a case for not taking away immediately if it was that
situation. The problem with
saying.
This topic is they're throwing it at people who are currently or have dealt recently with four-year-olds.
Yeah.
So this
and
does
your,
not work
your
in this
guys
circumstance.
Are, is that, your guy's point is that you can gaslight your child easily.
Yeah.
But it's just it's like, it's not a problem to be like, you're not, this isn't, you know,
this isn't yours.
This isn't yours.
And here's another toy.
Yeah, play with this. And then they'll be like, okay.
The correct answer is, what do you like to do with that thing?
Oh, I did that when, remember, one of the kids used to like to help me vacuum out the car. When
show
I
me how you swing
out.
It like a sword.
And one of them discovered it was hilarious.
Now you say happy graduation to yourself.
To put the vacuum in their mouth, but they would do it like this, like with when the vacuum was on, and they'd go like this, like.
That's...
And they let the vacuum like.
And you have recorded that?
Oh yeah, no. He stopped doing it, and I took the phone out and was like, "Show me what you were doing again," and made him do it again so I could get it on video.
Yeah. Say, amazing. I am glad I graduated high school. All right, boop, got it. See,
I've pulled out the phone and taken the video before.
Before you're like, okay, stop.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, that's enough now. You shouldn't put that in.
Yeah,
your
you
mouth.
Gotta.
That's
yucky. Yeah, say those things.
What is this thing's name? Oh, big flop? Yeah. Oh.
Excellent. Good. Yeah.
What do you like about it? I like that he's got like a hole in his helmet.
I like that it sucks.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And they can stick to walls.
Not all the time.
Only for a little bit.
Only for a while.
Oh my gosh.
But it's so jiggly.
Oh my God. It's covered in pink bunting.
Kyle, who do we have to thank for this episode?
Well, we have a sponsor board, and on that sponsor board, some of the sponsors are real, and some of the sponsors are fake, but the realest of the real are, of course, our Patreon sponsors, and this week's Patreon sponsors are Papa Rhinish.
Yay!
And Neat Weeb.
Yay! Thanks,
sponsors.
Thank you, sponsors, and you too can become a Patreon sponsor by going to patreon.com/loljkpodcast, where you can join us at many tiers, beginning at the low level of free. But if you want to be, and then all the way up to, of course, the Sally 2 level, where you get a shout out on the show, or even Trisha, which is the producer level, where you get a shout out and also a vanity card and also OneNote.
And OneNote?
Just one. Yes, you can join us there. We have a lot of different things going on, including... Books on tape.
Movies on tape.
Fuck!
Books on movies on tape.
Movies on Books on Tape.
Movies on Books on Tape, where Joey, at the, if you join us at the free level, Joey is reading you.
This is Joey's fault. He made
Ace
the name.
Ventura, Bat Detective. You made it counterintuitive, and it's really pissing me off.
Smoking.
Why you just call it Joey's Good Reads?
Anyway, that's where Joey reads you a chapter, acts out really a chapter of the
really
junior novelization
good,
of a
wait,
beloved.
He did
90s
an impression
film.
For me in the kitchen the other day of his Dan Marino.
Oh
yeah.
Would you like to give us a little Dan Marino?
Yeah. What should Dan Marino say so I can?
I don't know.
I got. I have a half a sentence for him to say.
I like to do that.
I like to do that.
I don't think so.
It's me, Dan Marino.
I do like
is that. Ray
like...
Is that, are you seeing Dan Marino or Ray Romano?
I like to do that.
Is it Dan Rain Man?
I gotta go win the football game.
Dan Romano. Ray
Dan
Mano.
Romano.
I'm Dan Romano. Romano.
Deborah football.
Let me talk the ball.
You know what's funny too? Is I'm pretty sure I didn't do that voice for the earlier time he was in the book.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
then
yeah.
I was just like at a weird place. And when I got to it this time, I was like, nah, I'm Dan Marino.
Dan Marino.
It's me from Dan Marino.
No,
Dan's my best friend, Jim Carrey.
He really wanted me to hear it too the other day.
Hi, Kim.
Graham was right.
Yeah. I'm of the Dolphins.
I'm a big football player. I'm going to go win the Super Bowl.
I'm the biggest boy.
Except he never did.
Ooh. Sucker.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Had to be in a movie to
win. I don't give a shit.
Idiot.
Yeah, well, you can join us there, and that's what you get for free. But then you also
I just can't
get
believe
a lot
no
of other
coming.
Bonus shit. Anyway, join us at the Patreon.
Won't you?
Patreon.com. You can get on our Discord, meet a lot of cool people, things like that. Talk to us. Whatever.
But really all about Brian these days.
Really all about
Brian.
Brian.
You're really
a lot of Brian heavy.
Brian's really lighting up the
really,
Discord.
Really bringing it.
Really
Tales of Brian.
Bringing it.
Really Brian.
Loving it.
And of course, we're also sponsored by...
What the fuck? Is that a cockroach?
This, I stole this from Americana brand memes, but it is. We are, of course, sponsored by the cockroaches in your Erewhon shake.
I can tell
okay.
What it
yeah,
was.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
For those of you that don't know, basically, the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health shut down Erewhon Santa Monica location for a recent inspection.
Just their smoothie bar or whatever, right? Not the whole.
Was it?
I believe.
I thought it was just that.
Was this the end of Erewhon?
No, it's one location.
It was one location.
I just saw the headline and it's like Kyle.
yeah. Let me see. I don't know, guys. It doesn't
it's
matter.
Okay. It doesn't matter.
The point is that it was their tonic bar. So there were cockroaches infestations that were in their tonic bar, which is where they make the smoothies and stuff like that, likely due to improper storing of the materials. But also, yeah, I mean, it's L.A. There's cockroaches.
Well, and
I mean?
I heard it was reported. I heard officially, like, straight from the actual news. It's not like I heard it secondhand. There were 3 cockroaches.
Oh. So that means there were 200.
They
that's what
realistically.
Yeah. They sprayed it at our house, and then we just had a bunch of dead cockroaches
oh my God,
in our
I
driveway.
Know.
I mean,
it's upsetting.
I was like, I don't know if I'm glad that, like,
we got them.
Like, oh,
or,
there's so many dead cockroaches.
Or
if I didn't
know.
Want to know that there were so many cockroaches hiding around our house somewhere.
Yeah,
I think
like,
I
we
found
haven't
one
found
in the
them
house.
Dead inside.
I found one alive.
Okay, I was literally saying that we haven't found them inside.
It was alive.
It was alive inside.
I took it outside.
They named it.
And then what'd you do?
I just threw it away because I can't squish a bug that crunches.
You gotta do it fast.
Yeah, I can't do it.
You gotta do it fast.
You gotta get through that exo shell.
Yeah, no, it's like here, just like hopefully a cat will eat this.
I don't think they eat those. They
really?
I don't know.
They play with
some pretty
enough.
Feral cats out here.
Oh, all right. Well, good for them.
Yeah.
Gotta feed them.
Well, anyway, they're in your shakes. They ground them up in your Hailey Bieber fucking face shake.
Is that what the jizz is?
That's the Bieber foreskin.
The
Bieber
foreskin
is actually a cockroach. It's cockroach. Hey!
We are also sponsored by another Temu product, and that is, of course, the Humsoin's urine collection system for men, non-invasive sensitive sensing, bed rest, anti-leakage, no power required, white. Mm. 18 plus age group essential for nursing homes. Anyway,
okay.
You can just wear this. It's $257. They've only sold one, which is weird. But yeah, you know, you just basically can hook your dick right into that little contraption as it shows in the picture there, and just piss.
Just piss
freely. There's a whole
for why?
Urine collection, it said.
Yeah.
I assume if you're so sample. Maybe if you're paralyzed and you don't have
like that sun bag.
I guess it senses that you're pissing and then opens up. I don't quite. It seems like it. So in my mind, I was like, oh. Initially, I was like, oh, this is for people that have to pass piss tests.
Yeah.
But really what it is I believe, for bedridden people.
Yeah.
It's just an easy way to pee.
Other things to do that.
It's the way to do it like at home without a catheter.
Without having a catheter.
You don't have to stick a tube down a dick.
I see.
Is the point.
Look.
It is not recommended for...
bed rest.
Users who are
elderly,
agitated, combative, or uncooperative, or might pull it off their dick.
Yeah, so don't put this on a person's dick.
Does it say they might pull it off their dick?
It's also, no.
I was like, that's really funny. Joey, I think we froze.
It says might remove the device. People that have frequent episodes of bowel incontinence without a fecal management system. So the butt version of this.
the butt version.
Yeah, you also don't want to put it on people who have had recent surgery of external male anatomy.
So after you get one of those Elon Musk dick mangle jobs.
Well, the whole point is that man, there's a lot of good pictures I could have used for this. I got to be honest.
The one you use is pretty good.
The one with this blue man.
Then there's like this one where it's like a diaper X'd out as someone's wearing a diaper.
Don't do it if you wear a diaper.
Yeah, you don't. You don't have to.
You're already in a diaper. Yeah, you're in a diaper. You don't need it.
Does it pinch it off when it feels pee coming, and then it opens and then lets the pee go?
Boy,
what?
It would be cool to know that. I don't know.
Because like how else
they make
it
seem like that it has a sensor that knows when you're pissing.
Yes.
And it opens up the tube to bring it down into the thing.
The pee receptacle.
So it's a pump. It activates a pump to suck the piss down into the container.
Oh, so is your dick is inside that thing?
Always. Yeah.
Okay, yes. I thought this gap was part of the thing.
No, that's so funny.
What?
It's like it starts to pee and it closes in. Yeah, like it kind of strangling your dick all the time, and
now
it's like pee's
like
coming, and then it goes.
There's like IKEA directions for it. That's pretty funny. Oh shit.
Oh wow, you really
doesn't matter now.
It doesn't matter. We're not gonna be able to get them anymore anyway because of the tariffs.
Yeah. It costs so much.
Homesoins.
Homesoins piss collection.
140%. I can't afford
you
that anymore.
You gotta buy it on Temu.
Homesoins.
We're also sponsored by Danza's Flophouse, which is of course Danza's normal step stool.
Is that Terminator head on it?
I think it's definitely a skull.
Chrome
it's
definitely
skull.
A metal skull.
Chrome skull.
And I think maybe a snake candle holder, like a coiled snake.
It does look like a coiled snake.
Yeah.
Yes.
But ultimately.
It. What a normal stool.
There is just a normal step stool. It has stuff on it.
I mean, he's just using it as like an occasional
Danzig
table to display some of his stuff.
He's short, right?
Danzig's wee.
He's a wee.
Yeah, he's a small guy. He needs the help. Which is why he probably shouldn't be putting shit on it, because he's going to have to clear it off.
Yeah, but aren't his cereal boxes just on the floor? So it's not like he's going to get too far.
And his PlayStation. And
so, yeah. Well, his PlayStation's up and his mattress.
Yeah.
Which makes him seem quite small.
Doesn't have to get a step stool to get in bed.
He can't even lift a leg to get in bed.
I just want it on the floor because then I can roll into it.
It's totally fine.
God damn it.
And then, of course, in Kyle's Crisis Corner is...
We're doing Crisis now, huh?
I don't know.
We usually do all this first.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, we usually do this first.
We're also sponsored by... Trucks.
Drive him.
Beep, beep.
I'm not prepared.
Okay,
I forgot.
And then we do the stupid thing.
Yeah. No.
Commit to the bit. It's 2025.
It's not a bit. It's real.
It's exactly 1 year left. Not even a year left anymore. Yeah. Let our sponsors breathe.
And of course, we're also sponsored by the now defunct, where they paid us through the end of this year.
The season three yellow jacketed.
The season three finale.
Much like the TV show. If they would have canceled themselves as soon as they died, their legacy would not be tainted.
I don't know what you mean by that. But the point is that they were yellow jacketed. And
the show's just
of course,
not good.
We're talking about the... I did hear this season was not very good. Anyway, we can talk about that later. Sadly, yellow jacketed former XFL team. Of course, we're talking about the LA Wild Jackets. Go Jackets.
Fuck Jackets.
Nice.
Before your crisis corner.
Yes, of course. We do have to make time for Kim's Goku Minute! Let's go, Cukes.
Let's hear it, Cukes. What do we got?
I kind of forgot about the Goku Minute.
Yeah, you did.
Prepared.
That's why it's good.
Yeah.
We got 1 minute, and
we're going. Go.
We just watched a bunch of nonsense episodes about fucking Garlic Jr. I don't know what it is.
The Garlic
like
Saga
it.
Sucks.
It was garbage.
Real bad.
And
garlic does suck.
It's a filler arc.
And I slept through most of it. Garlic. So
yeah, of course you don't remember garlic.
Didn't enjoy it.
Garlic Jr., good for sleeping.
He's not in the book. It's just TV show, and it's 10 episodes, and it's fucking boring.
Why did they bother?
And he's little.
And they're vampires.
And there's a...
Oh, yeah, they're basically just vampires.
Has a girlfriend, and she's an idiot.
But she's got boobs, I guess.
This is before the androids show up.
Yeah, it's right before.
Of course, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well... He's going to get a good
And then
one.
As soon as the garlic shit was over, back to cool shit.
Yeah. Trunks shows up, like, immediately.
We love Trunks.
He's Trunks cool. is the best.
Future Trunks is amazing. He's got a sword. He doesn't need it, but
doesn't
it's cool
even
he's
need
got it.
Yeah. But he's good with it.
Yeah. I want it.
I told Kim, he's probably the best character in the show and the most tragic. So I like that we at least get to him after the worst thing I've ever
seen.
We got
Vegeta being so pissed he was wearing a pink shirt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's the... You've gotten to the memeable fit. He's like a Gen Z fit, like he's that Vegeta look in the pink shirt is like, this is how a man should dress.
Oh,
basically. That's it's funny. Like when they watch Sleepless in Seattle for the first time, I was like, Billy Crystal's a fucking style icon in this. I was like, he's just wearing chunky sweaters, guys. They're just brown. You guys can wear those.
A style icon?
Yeah.
Billy Crystal?
Yeah, he was just wearing acid wash jeans and fucking brown sweaters. You guys could do that. They did.
Have you seen that movie recently?
No.
Billy Crystal's like a player.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He's like, he fucks a lot. And it was like,
let's not
Billy
pretend
Crystal?
Like Billy Crystal don't fuck.
Yeah, but look at him. He looks like an old grandpa.
I mean, he's really fun. He's really funny.
Dude, this is just an era where you could be a famous actor and you didn't have to have abs. It was awesome.
You just got to be a famous actor.
Look, Joey's not complaining. He's
famous.
I don't
know, man. Have you ever watched Seinfeld? Where in Seinfeld we're supposed to believe
George
that
gets laid all the time.
So does Jerry. Yeah. Jerry, the whole bit is Jerry's getting fucked by Terry Hatcher or some babe.
Really, Brad Pitt ruined it for all of us.
Yeah.
His fault.
God. Yeah,
but
even the Friends.
Really funny.
Maybe Friends ruined it, I guess. Friends were where. Like, was that the tipping
dumb.
Point where it started to be like.
Hot people.
They started to be hot. Ish. Well, I don't know.
I don't know. David Schwimmer's.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Chenandler Bong is also not
sorry,
a super.
Who?
He's funny.
Chenandler.
But he's not Matthew Perry. I wouldn't say
he's
he was a super
one.
Hot guy.
He's like the
he
funny
was
one.
Funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know when the tipping
like,
point
Joey
is.
Joey was fine.
Yeah. Yeah. At some point, you just
fine.
Had
But here's
to...
the thing. But we all, and we're also forgetting all about Frasier. Frasier got it too. Weird.
Frasier.
Dude.
Frasier got fucked constantly because he knew about wine.
True. And also he could do his mind tricks on all women.
Yep. Yes. He knew about wine and he knew how to use therapy speech in a toxic manner.
He could nag with the best of them.
Yeah, he was the best nagger.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, hang on.
Whoa.
Therapy speech to nag like whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God bless.
With tossed salad and scrambled egg.
Tossed salad and scrambled egg.
Anyway.
Been a minute.
In Kyle's Crisis Corner, we have
the fucking sun.
It's been a hot week.
It's been a hot week, and I can feel it coming, and it's not going to like it. I drove around most of the day yesterday, and I got sunburned inside a vehicle.
Oh.
And it fucking sucked. Lightly sunburned.
I feel
you
like
know.
We have a fucking sun
on your arm
sponsor once a year.
No, my whole body.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Were you driving
sense.
Around in the buff or what?
No. It, well, not whole my whole body, but I mean like my my face, neck, and arms.
His
I
air
was
conditioner
like,
wasn't working.
I was like, I didn't put... I was
you
like,
wear
I
your
guess...
arms nude in a vehicle? Yuck!
I did, yeah.
Well, it is supposed to cool off this week.
Who gives a shit?
For like, so
but
for
I know,
4 days.
It was just a preview. I just felt it. I was like, I know it's going to be unbearable in like 2 weeks.
I know.
That's it.
But the evening. You know, but, the but the evening
in 2 weeks, there will be zero places in LA that you can buy a fan or a portable air conditioner.
Can I tell you,
do
I was taking the trash out right before you came, and it was still like daytime outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was, and a car pulled and like did a U-turn in our drive here. And I thought, because I wasn't looking at first, it was you.
Yeah.
And I was thinking that I was going to be like, isn't it so nice for you to drive over here and it's still daytime outside?
Yeah.
And then I was like, enjoy it for this time and the next time where you can drive over here in the daytime and not die.
Yeah.
Because in a second,
not have a 30
then we'll be
shift.
Over the fact that like, oh, it's so nice that the sun is up. Because we'll just be like, it's so fucking
please
hot.
Please go away. Please leave some.
Why?
Yeah, we're
why,
in our window.
God.
Yeah.
We've made it to the window.
Perfect window. Maybe we'll make it almost to the end of the month before it's miserable.
I like there was this thing Kim found and was like, global warming is really bad, but on the upside, you are currently living through the coolest summer you will ever have for the rest of your life.
No, I don't like
that. Yeah. It's that meme with that girl who like makes a stinky face and then makes like a face. Yeah. And
it's
was
a,
like,
it's the hottest it's ever been
it was,
so far.
Yeah,
so
it's far. Like, it's, this is the hottest it's ever been. And it's just like, oh, and it's like, also, coolest summer of the rest of your life. I'm like,
the height of luxury.
Yeah.
In that case, wonderful.
In that case, let's get out there and enjoy.
We can't even move to Canada anymore. They took that from us.
We can't even do that anymore.
Shit.
Oh, speaking of.
That's how they get you. Kyle's Real Crisis Corner is, of course, still the election results.
We can't even move to Canada anymore.
Well, I know.
Just living them every day.
Yep.
So,
a baffling set of circumstances that I hope starves out all the dummos that voted for it.
It's gonna starve us out
with
them.
Doesn't
been
matter.
A great week at work.
It'll be fine. Hey, I read a cool thing today that is not cool but also made sense, which is like the idea that they have done studies that find that older generations get more conservative the older they get. And I was reading a thing today
that our generation is not.
Well, yes, there's also that, but also there is a theory that a more practical theory on why that happens is because the more liberal, like, poor people and people of color just die way before old white people, old conservative white people. So it's just like all the like people that would be more liberal just don't get the support.
It's because of the vaccines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why they're dying.
It was interesting. It was like an interesting perspective. I was like, right.
Cool.
Hate makes you live forever.
Kind of makes sense. And which is proven.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why we have a
powerful elixir.
An intoxicating elixir.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Love, hate. What?
Just all of it. The timeline.
Yeah. It's all good. It's fine.
I just, every time I see an article about a Trump voter crying because they like are losing their entire town or starving or like, I'm
just know there's three other talking about how they don't care and they're like, yeah, we'll deal with it.
Yeah, but it still gives me a little joy.
I thought at the very least ever all of them losing their money would be like, well, also not all of them.
No, that's the
what do you mean, Kyle? It was 4D chess he was playing and it was all part of the plan.
Yeah, it wasn't at all insider trading. It
no.
was totally
no,
fine.
Totally hey, fine. I can control the stock market. Here, sell.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Buy everything now. Why? You'll see.
It's cool.
Go.
It wasn't.
I'm giving you a ploy
to get a bunch
hour.
Of people to panic and sell their shit.
Yeah,
not a big deal.
Anyway,
it's fine.
This is our comedy podcast, LOLJK.
find us patreon.com/loljkpodcast. Again, you can email loljkpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
Look for our new shirt. What was it? I poop in bookstores.
I dump in bookstores.
Yeah. Coming soon to Hot Rental Shop.
Great. Oh, good.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, make a video for that.
Yeah, I have my little tape puppet.
Yeah.
Really dump some bookstores. That's it for this episode. Please be a free patron. Get my movies on tape and my awesome Dan Marino impression. We'll see you next time. I've enjoyed writing.
I'm Dan Marino.
Jesus Christ. I'm Brian.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Dan Marino.